bleed red.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Red at the Movies.
Yeah. Is that the opening of Star Wars?
I mean, it's a similar vibe.
What's the Star Trek theme? Isn't it like...
Yeah, I think so. I think that's it.
Yeah, fucking hell. What are we doing today, Thomas?
Fucking Star Wars, mate.
Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. I can't do that. Empire Strikes... How'd you say strikes?
Strikes.
Strikes.
Bach.
Bach.
Johann Sebastian Bach.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah. Fucking the second of our Star Wars unseen, uncensored, off the rails.
Yeah, the trilogy continues.
Although I kind of wish I had watched this one.
This is a good one.
Yeah, and I think I might just watch it after the fact.
Oh, that's big praise from Gifton. You know, I think I might just watch this film. Whoa.
Right? Fucking hell, yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I say that.
But, you know, just the fact that you've said it.
Yeah. I would ask Tom what he thinks, but we haven't watched it, so...
So I don't think anything.
Yeah.
Again, I still remember the film pretty well.
Awesome. Awesome.
And yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
As you can tell from the timbre of my voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, imagine if this was me excited, imagine me not excited about something.
Hmm. I've witnessed you not excited about many things.
Yeah, fucking hell. Should we dive? Not dive. What's a space term?
Launch?
I guess so. I feel like they're pretty intergalactic already.
Jump into hyperspace?
Yeah.
Make the leap to light speed?
Yeah. Light speed. We're going so fast. Light speed. A pain in my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Fucking Darth Vader's sent out some probes.
Yeah. 3 years after the first one. Was it actually released 3 years after the first one?
I think so.
I wonder what Darth Vader's been doing in that time. I was just trying to find out where his penis is.
Just searching in that volcano. Yeah. It's got to be in here somewhere.
And he just finds a volcano snake instead. He's like, would you be my penis? He's like, bro. He's like, okay. And he just fucking seals it onto the front with lava.
Onto the front of his, like, black costume.
Yeah.
Not, it's not like...
So he's always got his, like, cloak in front of it. At opportune moments, he just goes, whoosh.
Yeah, like a flasher.
Yeah. And people are like, ah, oh, snake.
Yeah.
And someone plays a flute and his penis is like, ooh.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we'll stop it. It won't calm down for hours.
And I forgot to bring the basket. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, they're looking fucking what droids to find.
Yeah, to find the Rebel Alliance base.
And do they find them? They do find them.
They do. They do find them. And it's real cold.
Yeah, on Hoth, right?
Hoth, yeah. Which is just the word hot with an H on the end.
Like David Hasselhoff. It's all fucking snowy, like a tundra.
The Arctic tundra.
And what? Fucking why? Why is it so cold?
I don't know. It's just Hoth. It's just how Hoth be sometimes.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Someone turned down the thermostat.
Yeah.
Also, that's such an American saying, like thermostat. We don't say that over here.
Well, you probably do.
I do. Can we turn up the thermostat? It is Thanksgiving. Anyway, thank you, yeah. And then a womp. creature. Fucking captures Luke.
A womper.
Yeah, womp womp.
Womp womp. I'm actually a Yeti.
It's just fucking a Wookiee covered in snow.
Yeah, it's
a snow Wookiee. A snooky.
Yeah.
Oh, did you ever used to watch Jersey Shore?
No, but I know that Snooki is a thing off of that because of South Park.
Also, there was a guy in Jersey Shore who called himself The Situation.
I also know that from general internet references. Yeah.
The Situation. Like that.
If he was in Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Situation.
Yeah. So the fucking Situation captures Luke.
Takes him back to his tan and salon.
Yeah, gym tan, forest, I guess. They used to have like a saying, like three things, like gym tan, something else. Probably like party or something like that. Gin tan snow. I said gin tan. Gin tan snow then.
Right.
A glass of gin, a tan and some snow.
Tan and snow don't seem to like blend very well.
Like I said, if you can't get to the sun, then you would just have a tan in bed.
In
your ice cave.
In your ice cave. Yeah. I guess
that's
so.
That's what like the real estate agents say when they try to show people around Hoth. Like, and this ice cave has a tanning bed. Like, ooh, did you hear that, Jim? It's got a tanning bed. Like, oh yeah, Martha.
So you could look like you've been away to somewhere.
Yeah, to Marbella.
Yeah.
Like, oh, thanks, Jim. For what? For the good dick you give me, I guess. And Jim's like, oh, Martha, you know, I haven't fucked you in years.
You know damn well.
Let me find you a wampa. Sure, they got a good dick, and I won't mind that you're getting fucked by a furry animal.
Yeah, if you're lucky, they might hang you upside down like a piece of smoked salmon.
Oh, fucking hell. But yeah, Luke uses the Force.
Yeah, classic. Classic Luke. He loves that.
Yeah, he does.
He's using the Force.
Any way he can get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he has erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
He has to use the Force to make it look like he's got an erect penis. But...
uses the Force to force his blood down into the correct place.
And the Wampa's so distracted by Luke's mighty 5-inch dig that Luke manages to get away.
Yeah.
Also a lightsaber.
Yeah, also there's a lightsaber involved, I think.
Yeah, but then what happens?
He runs out. He runs out into the tundra.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I can't see. I've got snow blindness.
Oh, there's too much tundra.
And then fucking what happened? He starts to give in to hypothermia, right?
Yeah. Hypotundra.
Yeah. When you get hypothermia, you get really hot.
Yeah.
And then you remove all your clothes.
You start taking your clothes off because you feel really hot.
Yeah.
But that's silly because you're in the cold.
Yeah. So hot in here. I'm getting hypothermia. So I take.
Do you think Nelly had hypothermia when he wrote that?
I am getting so cold. I want to take my heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nelly and his little fucking Nelly machine.
What, come and rescue Luke?
Yeah.
Damn, Luke. You cold.
But yeah, what does fucking Han arise out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
Him and his fucking hat and his whip.
And his golden idol.
And a fucking giant rolling bollock that's chasing him. Yeah. He's like, Luke, does Indiana Jones have a catchphrase?
Not really. Why did it have to be snakes? Yeah. Darth Vader, why did it have to be a snake?
Yeah, she goes up to Luke. He's like, Luke, the only way I can save you is if I breathe hot air into your lungs. And Luke's like, but my mouth is frozen shut. He's like, any opening's fine.
Yeah.
He turns Luke over, takes a lightsaber, fucking shoves it into his bum hole just in case that's frozen over too.
Just like Obi-Wan used to do.
Yeah. Luke feels comforted but ravaged at the same time. Hum blows some hot air into him. And Luke feels all cozy inside, like a cup of Ovaltine.
Yeah.
Han gives him that ready break glow. There's a dead fucking horse on the ground and he cuts him open and puts Luke inside.
Yeah.
Space horse. I always wanted you to go into a space horse. Ooh, it'll keep you warm. Yeah.
I thought they smelled bad on the outside.
Where's that from?
That's what he says when he cuts the thing open, yeah.
As if you would smell it. It's so cold.
You can't smell things when they're cold.
Yeah, it's a tauntaun, right?
Yeah.
My baby tauntaun, he makes you tauntaun. She loves it when you cut her open and
climb inside her
for refuge. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, leaves in there to warm up, right?
Yeah. Before he does, Luke, like,
I'll get some message.
Yeah, sort of. What's the word when you
apparition?
Mirage, when you see something,
vision
sort of isn't really there.
A mirage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallucination.
That's the word I was looking for. He hallucinates, but sort of not really, because it's kind of really there.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan Kenobi being like, Luke, go to the swamp land of the Dagobah system and seek out the little green boy that lives there.
Yes. Seek out... I guess the only green thing I could think of is either Green Giant, who's not little.
Yeah.
Or the witch from Wizard of Oz. Seek out the witch from Wizard of Oz. She can't fly because she can't see anything. It's too snowy. And her hands get frozen to her broomstick. So she just crashes into the mountain and goes up in a big puff of green smoke.
And everyone's like, forget that.
Yeah, find the big guy instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll give you a pot of sweet corn and a hearty laugh. That's all you need to defeat Vader, Luke. Looks like, oh, fuck, man. Fuck, Obi-Wan, fuck. And then he succumbs to his hypothermia and he dies, and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, I thought he was the one. Where's Neo?
Is Keanu Reeves in this film?
Has he been born yet? Is he a zygote? Is he? If I put my penis in Leia, would it make Keanu Reeves?
Only one way to find out.
But yeah, the Empire decides to fucking launch an attack on the base.
Yeah, they do. The big walking fighter things, yeah, that seem very slow and ungainly, really.
I mean, it was the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they don't seem like a very efficient design.
I guess that they don't need to be super fast.
No. They go, pew, pew. No. They do go pew pew.
They do go pew pew.
They sure do.
People get hurt.
Yeah, people go pew pew back, but it doesn't really work.
Yeah, because they're made of metal.
Yeah.
And snow.
Metal and snow.
And everybody knows that metal and snow is the most indestructible force known to man.
Mm. Makes iron ice.
Yeah. Spelled I-O-N-I-C-E. But yeah, fucking hell. I say AT-ATs and other people say AT-ATs. And I'm like, my way sounds better.
I think they say AT-ATs in the film. AT-AT. They call them something like that in the film, I think.
I think AT-AT's better.
AT-AT.
Yeah, it's the AT-AT. Or the AT-AT, if you were British, which I am.
AT-AT.
The cube detent. Anyway, fucking hell. So the rebels evacuate.
That's what the rebels are trying to do.
Yeah. The rebels grab their fucking cartons of orange juice and their pliers and they say, let's run. Don't grab a frying pan or any toilet paper. Just the orange juice and the pliers.
Yeah, those are the four things we have here. We just have like vaults full of all four of those things. And you'd only take two of them.
Yes. We can use the frozen cartons of orange juice to lob at the stormtroopers.
Mm.
And it'll make their suits all sticky.
Yeah, they'll hate that.
Yeah. And with any luck, they'll be so distracted by going, ugh, that we'll be able to get away on our... Oh, fuck, all our flying ships are frozen too.
Maybe we should bring the frying pans so that we can slide down icy hills on them.
Yes, we can use the handle as a steery thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully we'll slide right off this planet into the cosmos and land somewhere warm.
Yeah.
Like the Serengeti. Oh, fucking hell. So yeah, Han and Leia escape with C-3PO.
Yeah, and they escape in the Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. And they hide in a sexy asteroid field.
Yeah. And the farmer's like, oh, you can't do that here.
Not in front of my impressionable asteroids.
Yes, they're going to get all excited. And I can't deal with another fucking 100 baby asteroids.
There's already too many of them as it is.
Yeah. And there's no rain or grain here. So I can't feed them. So I just have to watch these babies die.
This is what people like you bring to my door.
You and your fucking modern values and your abortions.
Where's my asteroid aside?
But yeah, Han and Leia get closer while they're hiding there.
Yeah, they do.
He's like, oh, can I? Sorry, I need to reach that compartment that you're sitting on. She's like, I'm not stopping you. And he's like,
ooh.
I mean, I really do have to get to the compartment.
And you actually are stopping me, so.
Unless I can somehow like slide my head in between the crevice of your vulva and somehow reach the ledge.
Maybe I am the department you need to get inside.
He gets a latch. He's like, oh, you fucking made it all gooey. Now I can't use these pliers and orange juice.
We brought them all this way.
It's the only thing we had to save us. Now these pliers won't grip shit. Unless I put it back in you to clean it off. I hear that that's what women do. They're self-cleaning down there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a button somewhere, right?
Yeah. Maybe if I push your back molar. Hmm? Yeah. Oh, God, fucking hell. And I invade a summons Boba Fett.
Yeah, to go and a bunch of... yeah, he sets a load of like bounty hunters out to look for...
But Boba Fett's the coolest one because he's got a cool face shield.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a ray gun.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a ray gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. The stormtroopers, they've got Rey Romano.
He's like, Mom!
Lando Calrissian's got Ray Charles.
You guess my nominee. Oh, fucking hell. So they've all got their rays.
Yeah, Ray Winston's in there somewhere.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you get the fight in the force, mate. someone's got a stingray.
Yeah, yeah.
That's attached to Steve Irwin.
Yep, of course.
And that's no use.
Yeah, they don't need him there. He's not a Ray.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Tell me if snakes are cool or not? And Vader's like, oh, really?
Tell me.
Yeah. Come into my secret room. I need to show you something. Just from behind the door, you're like, crikey, mate.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big one.
That's bigger than my Aunt Julie, mate.
Look at those glands.
Does it shoot venom? Oh, yeah, give me a couple of minutes. Yeah. Give me a couple of minutes and draw a picture of your mother and we'll see what I can do.
Hand me that flute.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. So he's like, find the people.
Find the people, find the Falcon. Oh, it's going to be a fucking fire alarm test in 5 minutes. I mean, it'll only last a second, but it's going to be fucking loud.
Why?
Might be funny to have a fire alarm test on the pod anyway. Yeah.
Maybe it'll come up. Maybe it'll add a sound effect to everything we just said before it.
Yeah, okay. So the Falcon heads to the floating cloud city.
Yeah, cloud city. Full of fucking clouds. Cloud city. Everyone's covered in shrouds.
Because of the clouds.
Yeah. The clouds look so pretty until they get in your face, then you realize it's just water. And you're like, this is gay.
Water all over my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get to Cloud City, governed by Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
Which apparently he's like, I know he's famous for other things, but I only know him from this. Anyway, he's like, hey, Leia.
Hmm.
She's like, hey. And Han's like, hey.
You stop that. She's incorrigible.
She's like, oh, I was wanting to fuck a black man in space. He's like, this is your lucky day. Hey. And Han's like, oh.
If you're off the ground, you're in space, baby.
And Han's like, no, it's fine. I'm sure my dick's bigger. And yeah. Oh, Han.
Yeah. Lando just gives him an eyebrow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
Boba Fett tracks him there.
Yeah, he's like... Di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di-di. That's the tracking sound effect.
Yeah.
He's like, Boba Fett doesn't speak. But let's say he did speak. He'd be like, they're in the cloud system.
Oh, yeah, in the cloud system. Oh, I'm glad my beeper went off because I can't see.
But it's okay. I have diplomatic immunity. Yeah. Oh, God. So, yeah, fucking hell. They're all chilling and stuff like that. And then
they're all chilling. I can't really remember what happened. And there we go.
And that was the sound of Leia orgasming so hard that she reached a new frequency that only dogs could hear.
Yeah.
So Chewie's like that. And Han's like, what? What's happening? Chewie's like, you don't want to know. But in Chewbacca language, he's like, and he's like, fuck, did he reach her ninth quarter? And she was like, mm-hmm. It's like, damn it.
Ninth quarter? Started a third hole?
I thought that was a myth. But yeah, they all go for lunch. And as they open the...
they all go for nice lunch.
Yeah. And just sit there chewing his salad while... Billy Dee Williams is feeding Leia fucking 12-inch salami.
Covered in space gravy.
Yeah, spavey. Or grace, I guess. Do you want to have a taste of my grace? Like,
I'll taste Billy Dee's grace, Billy. Baby.
And I was like, I've got space gravy too. Just pulls out a fucking jar of custard. He's like, fuck, it's frozen. Sorry, I had stored it along with the oranges on Hoth. But frozen custard is good.
You can eat it with a knife and fork.
Yeah. But it's space gravy nonetheless. I'm sure if we warm it up in this pan that I brought with me. And spread it on your lips like a pretty lipstick. Hmm? And Leia's like, sorry. I'm like, sorry. Sorry, Lando was trying to see how far the saveloy would go down my esophagus. It turned out all the way to the belly.
Yeah.
Look, the end of it is dissolved. Oh, God, but yeah, they fucking go into the lunch hall when Vader's sitting there. They're like, fucking hell.
Yeah, fucking hell, it's Darth Vader.
Oh, my God, is it really him? Yeah. Should get his autograph. I don't think he has one. No.
And Han's like, why did it have to be snakes?
Why did it have to be snakes on this motherfucking plane? Yeah, then Billy's like, hey, I'm sorry, man.
You know I had to, man.
Like, it's space rules.
He threw the space book at me.
Yeah, he held a space gun to my head.
To my space head.
Yeah, and said, if you don't space give me the space rebels, then I'm going to space kill you. And I said, fine.
If you die in space, you die in real life.
Yeah. It's weird because in space, no one can hear you scream. I was like, fucking hell, Lando. And he's like, I'm sorry. He just turns around and walks out.
Yeah. So Vader captures them, knowing that Luke will probably come and rescue them.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, we get Luke's crash landing.
Yeah.
Swampy, swampy Dagobah.
On Dagobah. What's that backwards? Habogad on Habogad.
Habogad.
Yeah. That's probably like the super clean planet.
Yeah.
You get shot if you litter.
Yeah.
And no one goes to the toilet because it's too much sewage. You just keep it all in until you die.
They
launch you into space and then you can poo and then they like reel you back in. Okay.
Oh, that's a rough existence on Habogad. I had to do it again.
Yeah, he crashes over R2-D2. And R2's like, whoa! Like that. And Luke's like, shh.
Stop doing that, R2. Yes. I swear you only actually do that like once.
And then fucking what, Yoda crawls out of a fucking pit and is like,
Yeah, out of a little fucking trash can. That's pretty good.
Oh. Yeah. But yeah, he doesn't want to train Luke, right? Because he's like, oh, you suck.
Yeah, well, he
can
doesn't.
Tell that you suck.
Well, first, we just think he's a little funky green gremlin dude.
I was like, ew.
And he's like, I'm looking for Yoda. Have you seen him?
Yoda. What's Yoda about? Because Adoy.
Adoy?
Yeah. Adoy. So why do you talk funny? He's like, I don't talk. I don't. Funny, I don't talk. He's like, sorry, I was dropped on my head as a child. And ever since then, I've spoken backwards.
Except when I talk about the incident itself.
Yes. Every now and again, I get taken over by the... basically, I was injured so badly, they cut a section of my dad's brain, put it in my head. But sometimes I speak like a posh British man.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I offer you some tea?
Can I offer you some tea and some subtle racism? It's like, no, I just want to know the forest, man. Like,
Force you want to know.
Yeah, force you want.
And we're back.
Oh, my dad has departed me. I also sound a bit like Miss Piggy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. No, that was supposed to be Kermit the Frog. It was nothing like Kermit the Frog.
Kermit talks a bit like this kind
Kermit.
Of... Oh, Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yoda's like, sorry, my... Dad was Kermit and my mom is Miss Piggy. So I am green.
They were Jedi Masters.
I also sound a bit like Fozziwig. Anyway, fucking hell. He's like, oh, fine, I'll train you.
Yeah, you fucking needy cunt.
Yeah, but first you got to carry these buckets as far as you can go. And it's like, what?
Because I need them over there.
Yes. I have no sewage here. Even though it's a swamp, I don't want to just shit in a pool. So I must shit in a bucket, and then I lower the bucket ever so nicely into the swamp. And that gives me a sense of cleanliness.
Yes.
It's either that or I shit in your hands and you then submerge your hands in the swamp.
Gently lower it in there like yes. A fit fish you've caught.
And I must warn you that even though I'm small, my poo is very large. And it's not green. It's dirty brown.
Just like yours.
But yeah, so Yoda decides in the end to fucking train him, right?
Yeah, at the behest of Obi-Wan Kenobi's spirit.
He's like, oh, Yoda, train him.
Oh, I'm a spirit.
Yeah, so they fucking commence, right?
Yes.
Like, ooh, you must master the light side of the Force.
Yeah.
The dark side is what your father did. And oh, he's not a good man.
I mean, he's dead.
Yes, sorry. Your father's dead. I was there.
I killed him. No.
Yes, I put my fist into your dad's heart and pulled it out and ate it in front of him. He's definitely
here
not...
it is.
Look. Oh, that's just shit. No. It's just a smelly heart.
That's what happens when you embrace the dark side.
As I always say, anger leads to hate. Hate leads to something else. And that leads to smelly poo.
All over your heart.
What is it? Like, anger leads to hate. Hate leads to...
I think it might start a step before anger. Does it? Something leads to anger, anger leads to hate. No. I don't know, I can't remember.
What would lead to hate? A bad mood.
A bad mood leads to hate.
Oh, that's got, I've got to find out. That's going
to
bug me.
I think it's anger leads to hate. But something leads to anger or hate leads to something else. I can't remember.
What leads to the dark side? There we go.
Fear is the path to the dark side.
Fear, that's
fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
Yes, yeah,
that's
it.
Yeah.
Hate leads to bad poo. Bad poo leads to suffering. We have no fiber here.
Anyway, fucking hell, yeah.
So Luke's like, cool, thanks for this valuable training. I'm glad Obi-Wan sent me here. Oh, look, a spooky vision of my face in Darth Vader's helmet and Han and Leia in pain.
Ah. Yeah. She's like, I gotta go save him, man.
Gotta save him. The spooky tree vision told me so.
No, you can't. I have to levitate the ship first to show you how impressive I am.
Oh, yeah, he does that. And Luke's all like, dude, whoa.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Maybe I am Keanu Reeves, bro.
Also, what does the Force do apart from move things?
You can use it to communicate, I guess.
With who?
With Leia at the end.
Communicate, you say?
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah, so Luke jumps in his spaceship.
Yeah.
Ship Odo space.
This is his ship of space.
Yeah. And flies off, and Yoda's like, oh.
Alone again. Such big hands.
But yeah, then Obi-Wan appears, and he's like, Luke's our only hope. And you've let him go.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, you small green bastard. And Yoda's like, there is another.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah. I'll go save them.
Did you not see what I did with that ship? Imagine doing that, but on testicles.
Back up into the body, they will rise.
Oh my god, fucking hell.
So, Luke sets off to go save them. Meanwhile, Vader's trying to freeze Han in
carbonite.
Yeah. A test to see if it will kill Luke or not.
Yeah, or if it will safely imprison Luke, right?
Yeah, but yeah.
Because otherwise, why wouldn't just put a gun to his head and be like, pyong pyong?
Yeah, I meant like to check that it won't kill him.
Oh, sorry.
Won't kill him, you say?
Anyway, so fucking, yeah, he puts him in the car. In the fucking carbonite.
Puts him in the fucking carbonite. Yeah.
And it turns him into the most awesome tabletop you'll probably ever see.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen like those tables?
I think I have, yeah.
I'm not a Star Wars fan, but I would like that in my house. I would love a house just full of like movie replica shit.
Yeah.
So people can come around and go, ooh.
Yeah, and then leave.
No, please stay. Be my friend. Anyway, yeah, so fuck it. But Leia tells Han that she loves him. And I thought she didn't tell him she loved him until the third film. Because she goes, I love you. And he goes, I know.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah. I feel like they don't really become a thing till the third film. She does say it.
Okay.
Because, yeah, he says, I know, as he's going down into the thing.
No, but he says that when they're fighting in the jungle in the third one, right? Don't they hide behind, like, a thing, and she goes, Han, I love you. And he goes, I know. And he's got a gun in his hand.
Oh.
Or am I misremembering?
I don't know. I love you, I know, made me think of him being lowered down into the freezy thing.
Now I'm curious.
Should
we YouTube it?
No.
So your fucking Han gets frozen. And he's like, ah.
Yeah, in a perpetual scream.
Yeah. That's a good band name.
I was just thinking that. I think maybe because it sounds a bit like Primal Scream.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, so maybe people be like, ugh.
There's already one type of scream, yeah. Though, the band.
Yeah, and then fucking Boba Fett takes the carbonite and fucking flies off to find Boba. Not Boba Fett. He's Boba Fett.
Yeah.
He flies off to find himself. He's like, who am... No, he doesn't talk, does he? So he signs, I guess, in BSL. Who am... Maybe
probably ASL, yeah.
Or SSL.
It's done with ray guns.
Oh my god, fucking hell. Yeah, he's gonna go find Jabba the Hutt and give
collect the bounty on Han.
I wonder what the bounty was.
Yeah, well, I guess he already got one bounty from Darth Vader.
Mm, yeah.
So he's a rich bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Getting all the spoils.
Yeah. I wonder what his house looks like.
Just a big version of his helmet.
Yeah. That'd be sick. Oh my god, fucking hell. Yeah, meanwhile Lando like frees Leia and Chewie from their captive state, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so sorry for what I did. It wasn't me. I mean, it was me, but it wasn't me.
Is Darth Vader briefly snake charmed my salami?
Yes. Well, my salami does, I do. It's led me to some difficult situations. Sometimes I'll be like, no, I don't want to do that. That's illegal. My salami's like, nope. Oh, God. But yeah, then they get away in the fucking Falcon, right?
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah. To go and like, well, just escape, I guess.
Fucking space, I guess.
Just fucking space.
So I want to fuck as we go into light speed.
Damn, Leia.
Damn, woman, you trying to kill me? Meanwhile, fucking Luke arrives.
Oh, yeah, Luke arrives at the Cloud City, like, as they leave, right? Mm.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. He arrives and sees them flying off in the Falcon. He goes, fuck, I've been had.
Yeah. Anyway, Vader! And Vader's like...
Yeah, this is... Again, I remember this fight being in the third one as well.
They have a second one in the third one, don't they?
A second one in the third one?
Like a second fight in the first
one. Yeah. Yeah, they must do. And Luke has a green lightsaber by then.
Does he?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he loses his blue one here.
What's he like? Upgrades to a green one?
Yeah, or he has a new one remade or something. Yeah. But the hand that Vader chops off has his lightsaber in it, and it goes plummeting down into the air shaft.
Yeah, because like pew 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 pew, and then Vader chops off his hand. He's like, Luke, join me, and we can rule the galaxy together, and help me kill Emperor Palpatine, or whatever his name is.
Look at my snake.
Yeah. Woo! Just let me put it in your mouth.
It can act as your hand.
Yes. Let me put it in your mouth and it can come out the stump of your arm.
Snake head makes a much better hand. Anyway, doesn't it?
You'll be the coolest guy in school.
I'll have to follow you around with my groin at your mouth. For the rest of your life, but that's fine. That's sexy, isn't it?
Yes, that's what every father and son should do. Oops. What?
Search your feelings, Luke. You know it to be true.
Yeah, Luke's like, no, let me join you. You kill my dad. You kill my father. And then he's like, no, Luke.
I am your father. Je suis ton papa.
And Luke's like, no.
No, sacré bleu.
Zut alors. And then Luke fucking drops off into the air shaft.
Yeah, he goes, bloop.
Yeah.
He goes, nope, I'm out.
Yeah. He goes, woo, shoo. And then he grabs onto the bit at the end.
Yeah, he sort of settles down into the air shaft has a nice gentle curve to it. Yeah. That he just sort of slides down slides down and then comes to a rest at the sort of bottom of the curve.
Yeah.
And then it goes bloop and poops him out.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh, mind fuck Leia.
Oh, mind tricks.
He's like, Leia, come save me.
Leia. Come lay your hands upon my stump.
Yeah. Let's do this before we find out we're related.
Yeah. he mind talks to Leia and they come back in the Falcon. And this bit fucking terrified me when I was a kid.
Why?
Just like him hanging by his legs over just endless clouds.
Right.
I was like, that is the scariest thing I can imagine.
Wow.
Yeah.
When my mind just goes straight to... him hanging over a pool of space sharks. That's the scariest thing I can imagine.
Cloud sharks like coming up and like taking snaps at him from out of the clouds.
Jesus Christ. But yeah, they would get back in the ship and then more like Imperial starfighters start chasing them. Then R2-D2 manages to fix the hyperdrive by putting his robo peen into the slot.
Yeah.
He's
and
like,
then
wow! And then wow! And then Leia sticks her foot on the gas and they go hyperdrive. Yeah. Space. Light speed.
Yep. And that's pretty much it, isn't it? Oh, Luke. Yeah, no. And then we cut to Luke getting his robo hand.
Yeah, his little fake little gay hand. His little Jeremy Beadle hand.
His gay hand. Keeps groping after Lando. Just like...
Now, Luke, I tell you, I don't play that way.
You keep that hand of yours under control.
Yeah, and then Leia's like, oh, your fucking hands. It's like, yeah, so sore. So let me kiss it better.
And he's like, eh.
And then Lando and Chewie decide to fucking fly out and rescue Han because Lando feels incredibly guilty for giving him up.
Yeah, as he should.
Yeah, cunt.
Him and his salami.
Yeah.
Keep it in your pants, Lando.
Yeah, or at least feed it to Chewie.
Yeah. It'll lap up all that space gravy.
Oh, God. So they go, wah, bah, 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 on their spaceship to go and rescue Han.
Yeah.
And start the next film.
And start the next film.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty
Return
much.
Return of La Jedi.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fucking hell. Yeah, that was Star Wars episode 2, 4,
pretty much
6,
was.
Rather. So yeah, fucking thank you for joining us on us. Thank you for joining us on us.
Thank you for joining all over us.
Yes. For now, whenever you say joining, I want you to think of ejaculate.
I mean, people think that. I think we've got a lot of innuendos for that.
Yes.
It's our main shtick.
Yeah.
Shtick being one of the words.
Yeah. So yeah, fucking hell. Come back next time. But in the meantime, I've been Gifton.
And I suppose that means I've been Tom.
And... I guess Space Gravy's been Space Gravy.
Yeah.
Mmm.